This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For avid gardeners, January, despite receiving a lot of seed catalogs, can be a long and uneventful month. However, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, says that planning and starting vegetable and flower transplants from seed can make the month pass much quicker and helps fill the need to be doing some type of gardening. Greg, we can't really be out in the garden this time of year, but we can actually get a start on the gardening season by getting some seed ready to go.
Yeah, it's a fun time of the year, I think, for gardening. If you like to see things growing and sprouting, and you can do this indoors, which is kind of convenient for us, just as long as you have some temperatures and lighting, you can be quite successful doing it if you'd like to.
What do we look at, I guess, first of all, just for getting this whole process started?
Yeah, so it does take some equipment. You may have read in articles, you may see about starting them on the south window sill or something like that. And I don't know if anybody's had real success with that here in Kansas anyway. So it does take a little bit of equipment, but nothing that's too costly or unusual to find. My old system used to use fluorescent tubes, and that still is a viable system. I still use it after 40 years. Probably using some more LED kind of lighting, which gives you a few more options and probably a little bit more energy efficient over time. So things we're looking for is enough light output. So if you're looking on a new label of your lighting system, something with 2,000 lumens is probably going to give you enough energy for those young plants to get going and viable so you can move them out into the garden later in the season. So something around 2,000, 2,500 lumens will give you enough light energy to go in there. Wavelength is the other item on light. So they do it in kelvins nowadays. 5,000 kelvins is kind of the blue light. If you were to looking at an old fluorescent type of bulb, that's fine for that vegetative growth. 3,000 kelvins is what we use for starting flowers and seed production, which is something we're not necessarily looking to do indoors usually. And so you don't have to get that red spectrum that we have in the light wavelengths. A grow light, old-fashioned kind of terminology, is fine. It's going to give you all kinds of wavelengths there. Some of them the plants don't use. I wouldn't spend more money for a grow light because we're just looking at something in that 5,000 Kelvin range. The lighting system is going to have a big impact on your plant growth and development, but we can get away with some of the wavelengths that are necessary just for that vegetative stage.
And the temperature is going to be more than probably what we want to keep our home at during the winter.
To get them started, that's for sure. We see better seed sprouting from a warmer, 70 is kind of a routine temperature, which is usually maybe a little warmer than some places indoors. 80 may be a better temperature for your seeds to germinate. So typically we use a heating pad that is designed for this growing, water resistant and those kind of things. If this is something you're going to do for a long time, it's probably worth the investment of getting a heating pad unit for you so you can regulate that temperature. Why it's important, you get more of your seed will germinate, more viable seed will come up. It'll be more routine or all together at the same time, which kind of gives you that uniformity that's nice. And so there's reasons to get a heat pad. Obviously, you don't have to, but if you're kind of wanting to do this over long term, I think it'd be a good investment. The other key to that temperature is we usually like to do it warm to get them germinated, but then we cool them down as they grow. Otherwise, they get real tall and lanky and not very quality plants. And that's usually like 60, 65 degrees, which is maybe an unused bedroom or something like that for temperature-wise. So we start them warm, and then we cool them off as they're starting to grow. And, of course, your light system kind of needs to raise as your plants get taller. So I also did a K-State Garden Hour session on this topic. So if you go to our K-State Garden Hour website and scroll down to February of 2022, you can find that recording. It has some information on there as well. So there's lots of resources out there. There's also a video out there on our Kansas Healthy Yards website on developing your own light system for starting seeds. So there's some resources out there for sure.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with information on starting garden transplants from seed. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.